Friday morning, fake news. Friday morning, fake news. We give you three news stories, two of which very accurate. That's the real deal. The other, not so much. And if you could tell us at 817-877-1921, which is the fake news story, then you will be set with a pair of those passes to go to the American Performance Horseman next weekend at Dickie's Arena. Are we prepared, roving reporter Heather Lee?
Yes, sir.
All right, story number one.
It's officially French Fry Day, and Americans absolutely love their fries. How much so? Well, 25% of our lovely potatoes will wind up being chopped and deep fried. Doctors think they could qualify as health food to lower your blood pressure, and some folks even eat them as a main dish. They are awfully tempting. 95% of people admit to stealing a fry off someone else's plate.
Story number one. Number two.
Number two.
It's never too late to have a hot girl summer, but be careful on how you get it. Now, the first rule, a med spa shouldn't be run out of a backyard shed. A woman named Rosa Mina is accused of running a backyard Botox hustle where she gave customers injections to stop those ugly wrinkles. Too bad one customer wound up with facial paralysis. She racked up charges of practicing medicine without a license.
Amen. For our finale, story
number three.
There are a few things as exciting as getting a new car, but what happens if you pick the wrong one? You just take it back. Unfortunately, this doesn't work well if you never paid for it in the first place. Kenneth Blankenship is accused of stealing a vehicle in New Hampshire, then returning it to the dealership a while later, picking out a different model that was a bit more his style. Police found Kenneth and his sick whip a few months later. He's now facing charges of theft by unauthorized taking.
Well, there you have it, which is the fake news story. At 817-877-1921. To quickly review, story number one, French fries. 95% of people admit to stealing at least one. And we love potatoes, and they help us with our blood pressure.
That's right.
They're health food.
Yes, amen.
Story number two, I hope that one's true. Bed spa in your backyard shed. Rosa giving people backyard Botox.
Yeah, that's it. That's never a good. Just leave at the shed.
Or our New Hampshire favorite in story number three, and that is the gentleman that stole a car, returned it back to the dealership so he could trade it in.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important in situations like this that you make the right choice, right?
There you go.
A lot of order.
There's a lot of go-getters, though, I have to say, in this week.
Yeah.
Like, no, they're not just sitting around waiting for the world to come to them. They're
no
going
way.
Out and doing it. All right, coming to us right now, you're first up here. Who's this?
Hey, it's Marty Party in Fort Worth.
Marty Party.
Hey.
Marty Party. Marty Party in Panther City, ladies and gentlemen. How are we on a Friday, bud?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
Has the party started yet, Marty, or are we in pre-party?
Yeah, a couple hours ago, yeah. I'm like 4 hours into it, so.
Goodness gracious.
It goes so hard. I love that for you. I love that for you. That's just what kids say. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm going to love that for Marty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the new one is chat.
Yeah.
Chat.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Does that eat?
It does eat. Apparently, it means y'all.
Well, I love that for you.
Okay. Interesting.
Do you have a cowgirl in the closet, Marty? Okay, here we go. You're first up in Friday Morning Fake News. So you do start the party here, Marty. One, two, or three, which is the fake news story?
I'm going to say one.
One.
Seems a little high percentage.
Oh.
Number one.
People that steal. Is that the focal point, the stealing of the French fry?
Correct.
95% out there admit to do that. Gosh, it's got to be. Got to be that, or it's got to be close.
Only 65% admit it. Marty is right.
Marty's right.
Yay.
Marty's not only he's got the party, but he also has faith in humanity.
But I think 30% of people are lying. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree with you on
probably.
That.
Probably.
I mean, are you even a parent if you don't steal the French fries?
You got to test
parent
that.
Tax.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah,
amen.
For safety.
That's
for
right.
Safety. I like that in America.
I have to model the salad, but I'm eating your fries.
And then we've got the backyard Botox from Rosa in the shed.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's true, but it's also in Florida.
I mean, that's a lot of red flags to have to step through and realize before somebody puts stuff in your face.
Yeah.
And then the gentleman that stole the car and brought it back. You know, the minute you take a car, they say, off the lot, it loses its, you know, yeah, like however right. much of its value.
I mean, yeah, so why even return it? Yeah, mm-hmm.
exactly. Does that go on the Carfax? I don't understand.
I don't know, but I mean, bold. A plus for that.
All right, well, there you go. Marty, you're going to the American Performance Horseman.
Yeah.
That is a party with Marty waking up with Hank.
Oh, yeah.